Hello, we're here today with Julian, who is the artistic director of York Theatre Royal's Young Actors Company, as he gets ready for the production of My Shoes Are Pointier Than Yours at the Yorkshire Museum this weekend. Hello, Julian, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, so an interesting title. We'll start there, please. What's that about?
Yeah, it's quite a nice quirky title, and I chose it because it is quirky, and it links to the play and our look at the medieval period of history. And when we were looking, when we asked to make a piece around this period, I was interested in sort of exploring sort of the quirky, irreverent aspects of that period of time. And when I had a meeting in the museum, one of the things that the curator said is that people with the pointiest shoes had the highest status. And that immediately sort of clicked in my mind the type of aspect of the period that we were interested in. And he also said that the larger your hat was, the higher status you were as well. So there'll be some large hats and some very pointy shoes in the show.
You're not wearing a hat today. I'm trying to check your shoes. They're not quite pointy.
No, they're not pointy. I know, but I tried to work democratically. So we all have non-pointy shoes in the company. So I think I'm interested in those aspects because the piece has to work for everyone. It's a piece that needs to be accessible for four-year-olds all the way up to 94-year-olds. So finding those sort of aspects that make people laugh, that are slightly sort of tongue-in-cheek, the more sort of irreverent aspects of the medieval period. It has educational aspects to the piece, but it needs to be fun, it needs to be engaging because it's in a space that people don't expect a piece of theatre to be in.
Is it a big story to it, or...?
We sort of break it up into different aspects. We really look at King Stephen. It's something completely different. King John and around the time of 1212, which is the time of the York Charter, and around the time of the Magna Carta. So we're sort of interested in the birth of democracy in York, really, and the birth of the power being devolved down to the people. So we explore that a lot. We explore York's guilds, which really links into the mystery plays that are on right next door. So the look at sort of the shifting of politics and power at that time is something that we look at.
And how do people come and see the show?
I can just come to the Yorkshire Museum. It's on Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and then Monday at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And it's free. You just have to come to the museum, say that you're here for the performance, and they should let you in. It's in the gallery downstairs, which actually was part of St Mary's Abbey, so we're performing it actually in a medieval space. It used to be part of the Chapter House, so in a theatre space that, it's not a traditional theatre space, so that's really exciting for us.